Tyler Business Today welcomes Coy Weems, hearing instrument specialist with the Hearing Center at Eye Care Associates of East Texas. Hello, Coy.
Well, good morning, George. How are you doing this morning? Well,
great to have you with us. Now, as folks who need a hearing aid, they know they're having some problems, and they get stuff in the mail. These pieces I get in the mail, what's that about? Is that something I should really be interested in?
Well, the pieces that are delivered in the mail are a way for a independent, basically what I call a retail facility, to get customers to come in their door. They're designed by marketing teams at different manufacturers, and they're done really well. The pieces also have some gotchas in them.
And what does that mean?
Well, basically what it means is they're designed to pique your interest to get into a hearing facility if it's something that you're thinking about. Some common ones that you see out there, you'll get one that'll say, we need 42 people to come in and try out a new technology. And I always laugh at those, because what happens if you're the 43rd person? Does that mean they're not going to let you try the new technology? So you have to really look into the piece and see what they're trying to say and what is the bait to get you in the door. Now, with those 42 people to try new technology, that does not mean that you're going to be able to go in there, have the test done, and then they're just going to put a set of hearing aids on you for you to try. 9 times out of 10, you're going to have to pay for that technology with the promise that if it doesn't work for you, you will get your money back. Some of the other ones that I see is something that'll say, you know, come in, buy one, get one free, or $500 off of MSRP. And MSRP is simply manufacturer's suggested retail price of a hearing instrument. Most of the time, if you look at MSRP for one hearing aid, it's going to range about $6,000 depending upon what the technology level is. If you were to go into that hearing practice any other day of the week when they're not running their special, typically that hearing aid's going to cost you about $3,000. So if the MSRP on it's $6,000, and you go in and they say buy one, get one free, you're really paying what they would charge for that hearing aid at any other given time.
So if it's too good to be true, it may not be true.
That's been around for a while, absolutely. Just be careful when you're looking at those ads, because there's always something in there to pique your interest. Another one that I see is $500 off of MSRP. Well, you know, you're not saving any money there. They're not losing any money. That's what these ads are created for, is to pique your interest, and they're not created so that the facility that's sending them out is going to lose any money. Actually, in all reality, what seems like a good deal on paper, they're actually making more money off of you, off of that ad, than they are any other time that they're not running that special.
So if it says free, beware. There's always strings.
Most of the time, most of your hearing facilities are going to give you a free hearing test. You know, that's something that gives you the opportunity. If you are concerned about your hearing and want to find out where you are, you know, it's nice to be able to go in and find out where you are. That does not mean you have to purchase anything at that point in time. It's just simply another way to give you the opportunity to find out where your hearing is. Free on that side is not bad, but when it comes to the product itself, anytime do you see the word free, then yes, there's probably a hook in there somewhere.
Well, thank you so much for being with us, Coy, on Tyler Business Today.
You're welcome. It's been my pleasure.